look, I made you some unsportsmanlike
content.
Unsportsmanlike content.
Content.
Unsportsmanlike content.
Content.
Content that's unsportsmanlike. Don't forget, friends, you can find out more about tornado relief efforts in our community because we are one community, Omaha, Nebraska. Find donation opportunities, ways to volunteer, and more at 1620thezone.com/tornado relief.
Very well said, John. Sixers ownership have purchased 2,000 tickets from themselves to keep Knicks fans from taking over Wells Fargo Arena tonight. They're giving them to first responders and healthcare providers. Is this good or bad PR?
I think it's bad PR. It's only not bad necessarily from the owner standpoint, but it's bad PR for the Sixers in general that they couldn't sell out their own arena and put themselves in a position where Knicks fans could come in and buy up those 2,000 tickets. I mean, it's a great gesture. I like it. But how embarrassing is that, that in a sports town like Philadelphia,
game,
you shouldn't, but here they are doing it because they don't want Knicks fans in there. That said, I think we're going to have a lot of Knicks fans in there again because they'll go on the secondary market.
Got to keep the sellout streak alive, John.
Oh, is this the Sixers' own red carpet experience?
It kind of is. Actually.
Yeah, it actually is. That's a good point.
Very similar.
Folks in Philly and New York are triggered that their Game 6 is tipping off at 9 p.m. local time in Philadelphia. The early game tonight is in Milwaukee at Indiana, tipping off at now.
It's already out there.
It's happened. Do these folks have a legit beef?
I think they do.
Yes and no. Because 2 days ago, the roles were reversed. So, sometimes, you got to bite the bullet.
They have a legit beef in that, why are we on the East Coast playing this late? Now, again, we've explained, Milwaukee is technically in the Eastern time zone, but barely in the Eastern time zone. Here's where they don't have a legitimate beef. The reason why these games are where they are, it's Milwaukee and Indiana and New York and Philadelphia. Which game is going to get the bigger audience, particularly with West Coast viewers who may not have as much interest in any of these teams, but who are the bigger brands? The Sixers and the Knicks. And that's why these games are where they are. But as someone who has had to suffer under the yoke of tip-off times for the last 11 years, Knicks, Sixers, welcome to the Big East!
Wow. Stephen A. Smith has takes on Mike Trout's recent injury and baseball injuries in general.
But I've grown disgusted with his lack of availability. It makes me question. I know he looks the part. What the hell are you doing to take care of yourself? Always injured. I mean, damn! It's baseball! I mean, what are we talking about here? It's not football. It's not boxing. It's not the UFC. You're not running up and down the court 94 feet basketball for 82 nights a year. It's baseball. Half the time, y'all out standing out in the outfield, you know, chewing on pumpkin seeds or something, waiting for a fly ball to come your way. How the hell is he always hurt? I don't understand this.
He is always hurt.
It drives me nuts when I see baseball players getting hurt. What is it that you're doing with yourself physically that you can't stay healthy playing baseball?
Does he have a legitimate beef?
No. Certainly not that big of a beef.
No. Tell me you don't watch baseball by telling me you don't watch baseball.
You think Stephen A. Smith watches baseball?
No.
No.
The only time he talks about baseball on any of his shows, someone is feeding him the information. He is not paying attention.
That's not the ESPN talking head I would go to listen for takes on baseball.
No, not at all.
The more I hear from him, the less I just want to hear takes.
Well, there are people who feel that way. Now, my stance on Stephen A. has changed. I used to not like him at all. And I mean, there are some times where I enjoy listening to a shtick, especially when he's trolling Cowboys fans. But on this, stay in your lane. This is not your lane. You don't understand. Yeah, no, you're right. This isn't football. This isn't the NBA. But you still get hurt. You're still exerting physical activity, and you're doing it for 162 games out of the year, not to mention all the stuff that happens in the spring training. I mean, it is still a sport, and it's still chess. Now, if you get injured in chess, then you got a beef. But it's baseball.
It's not chess.
Meanwhile, Ken Rosenthal is catching some flack for suggesting that Trout's injury history may condemn him to playing for the A's for the rest of his career versus getting traded to a contending club. Do Angels fans, the one who don't follow Shohei to the Dodgers, have a legitimate beef? A lot of beef today.
There's been a lot of beef today.
A lot of beef.
A lot of Angels fans very unhappy with Ken Rosenthal for even suggesting that now that he's hurt, it probably hurts his chances of leaving that franchise. To this, I would say to the Angels fans, why are you Angels fans right now?
Yeah.
It's like being a Rocky.
The way Artie Moreno has handled that franchise, the fact that they did not get anything for Shohei Ohtani when they knew he was gone, I don't care what they say about, oh, he might have come back. No, Shohei was never coming back. He wanted to play for a contender. The Angels are not going to be contenders.
I don't know if I agree with Rosenthal, though, about condemning him to play for the Angels. You don't think a contending team would take a shot at Mike Trout despite his injury history?
Well, his only point was that it's shortening that window, right? Because of the injury, and he is getting old. He's 32.
Worth a shot.
Oh, it's definitely worth a shot. But Angels fans, be angry.
Throw him in at DH.
Owner.
Throw him in at DH.
And just be angry at your owner. Don't be angry at Ken Rosenthal.
At least Ken Rosenthal didn't call him a bust.
That person is coming up next.
Sure. Yet.
After another 7 shutout innings, the Cubs' Shota Imanaga has an ERA of, wait for it, 0.78. That's the best in a pitcher's first 6 career MLB starts since 1945. That's when the wall was on, John.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you want to say something here?
Yes, I do. Shota Imanaga. What an addition. Love his spirit. Great guy. He actually pitches multiple innings. He actually goes 6 innings, 7 innings. You don't see that much anymore in Major League Baseball. And he's got an 0.78 ERA. Shota Imanaga, the best Japanese pitcher in Major League Baseball.
This season.
And for henceforward.
Amazing.
It's quite the shout.
It is quite the shout.
I'm very happy with him.
He also likes Spider-Man.
Yes, would you care to explain what you mean by that?
So a reporter had asked him what it feels like pitching in New York for the first time.
Which he did last night.
And he said, I looked out my window at my hotel room and I recognized it from Spider-Man and then I immediately knew where I was. That's amazing.
What a nerd.
He's great.
But he's my nerd, and he's good.
Guys, do you remember the cool new stadium the Bears proposed? It had pretty pictures and everything. Well, the governor of Illinois met with the Bears yesterday about the financing plan and said afterwards, quote, the current proposal is a non-starter for the state. In order to subsidize a brand new stadium for a privately owned sports team, the governor would need to see a demonstrable and tangible benefit to the taxpayers of Illinois. Back to the drawing board.
This is fun. As a Packers fan.
Oh, I'm sure you're loving this.
It's the Bears.
It is the Bears. Why do you think we literally have a song that says, the Bears still suck? And that hasn't changed in most of my lifetime.
That's true. Would you miss Soldier Field? I mean, the Packers have kind of owned that place
Soldier
the last
Field,
30
Soldier
years.
Field is a pit. It is not. There are countless college stadiums that are better than Soldier Field.
But the Packers have a winning record in that building the last
and they'll continue.
30 years.
Well, whatever new stadium they build, there'll be a new owner in town. Mr. Love.
Oh. So he's going to take the title from A-Rod?
The keys have been passed along.
Oh.
Passed down.
They did win that. How much did they win that game by? In the opener? In Soldier Field? Did they blew them out, didn't
like
they?
8 or 9.
Oh, I thought they won by like
I think the final score wasn't indicative of,
okay.
how the actual game went. So.
Well, good luck, Bears. I think this is
bad
just
news, Bears.
I think this is just part of the negotiation, but
maybe Northwestern and the Bears can finally, you know, joint partnership to finally create a stadium that they can actually play in.
Now that would have been an interesting idea. Why didn't?
Because neither of them are having success right now.
No, well, at least Northwestern's building theirs.
Or just well.
I mean, they've destroyed the old one. They're pot committed.
They still don't really know where they're playing this year. So,
well, you didn't hear they're playing on their lacrosse field.
Yes,
oh, right
on campus they or are. Their practice field or
well,
whatever.
I guess they
it
don't
is.
Have to worry about fans coming because well,
they're not coming anyway.
Yeah.
According to Ross Dellinger of SI, Big 12 Commissioner Brett Yormack told reporters that his league supports expanding the NCAA tournament. Apparently, NCAA President Charlie Baker is meeting with commissioners soon on the idea. Are you worried that the tournament will expand?
It's not needed. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But that's the whole point. It isn't broke, but...
Revenue-wise, it certainly ain't broke.
These big conference schools want more of their teams in, and they know if the tournament expands, they're the ones that are going to get the bids, not the smaller schools.
They've already ruined the NIT with changing that format and not having the group of five schools who win their conference but don't win their conference tournament not get an auto bid.
Right.
Because you saw how many teams rejected a bid to the NIT altogether.
Right.
Because they didn't make the NCAA tournament. I don't want to see an excessive amount of bubble teams like see Virginia and I don't know who else play first to 40 just to have an extra game.
Yeah. And it ruins the schedule. It's a perfect schedule. It's three weekends. That's it. I mean, I know the first four happens on Tuesday, Wednesday, but the point is it's 3 weeks. You add all these other unnecessary teams, it's just going to clutter things up. And I'm not, listen, Greg Sankey likes to point out that Ole Miss baseball was the last team in the field that won the national title. And what a great thing that was. And see, it shows, come on.
You can't compare.
You can't compare.
That's very different.
And one time that happened.
You're not one and done in baseball.
Right. In baseball.
So if you play a bad game where you don't score a run, you still have another shot. In basketball, you have a bad shooting performance, your season is over.
I would respect these people more if they just came out and said, we want to do this because we want more money.
Yeah.
That's the only reason they want to do this. They want the extra money because those conferences will get the more tournament units and all of that other nonsense.
Yep.
That just stop lying to my face. Stop lying to my face. You just want it for the money and for the opportunity that your teams will be the ones that are chosen. That this isn't being done for the greater good of college basketball. It's being done for the greater good of you.
And finally, real quick, Steelers special teams coach Danny Smith has floated the idea of making Justin Fields a return specialist. Is he just spitballing here or plain crazy?
Well, Danny Smith has been known for being a little... unique with some of his philosophies on special teams, but
well, once upon a time they had a certain Antoine Randall-L, a once upon a time quarterback turned return specialist,
right? But he wasn't playing as a quarterback in the NFL. They also did have Cordell/Stewart, who was doing both.
It's true,
but this is a new age. This is 20 years later, and
you got to be innovative.
Yeah, I listen, would I like to see it just because I like fun, unique things? Sure. I like watching Justin Fields run the ball. But being on special teams, especially if he's going to have a shot at being your starting quarterback, or God forbid he's the backup, but you're probably going to need him anyway, I don't think so.
No. Well.
By the way, the Bucks' great start has been erased.
Long game.
The Pacers are now up by 4 after the Bucks were up by... I think they were up by 10 at one point, weren't they?
Well, they didn't miss the start, so got to cool off eventually.
All right. Coming up, we'll wrap up the Grum. What's for dinner is next, 1620 The Zone.
When you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Crust is good on your pizza, not your ass.
I will eat your ass first.
He's tough as a Woolworth steak.
And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
I'm ready to hang them up, gut them and skin them and chop them up. And you know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors.
And we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you.
Cliff, what are you going to take away as your best memory from playing basketball at Boston College?
Probably just, going out to eat.
Okay. You know what? Once again, I have no idea what's for dinner. Last night, it was Old Chicago. That was our anniversary dinner last night. The wife ordered Old Chicago pizza.
Very romantic.
Yeah, well, last time we couldn't do the dinner last night.
I think it was the one that was still downtown.
Been at least 5 years for me, and that wasn't even in the state.
Hmm. Wow, Old Chicago's not downtown anymore?
I don't think so.
You're not in the Haymarket? Or Haymarket. Sorry, that's a Lincoln reference.
They used to have one out in Chatter Lake, and that's gone. Replaced it with, an Olive Garden. Oh.
There's still one.
The chains.
They replaced an Old Chicago with Italian Applebee's?
Yes.
That's wrong. Yes.
There is still an Old Chicago off of 132nd.
The dying breed. Enjoy it while you can.
I mean, is it bad for me to say that I enjoy Old Chicago?
No.
I don't think so.
I enjoy Applebee's.
The pizza we had was really good. I was very happy. In fact, there's two leftover pieces. That might be my dinner tonight. Hmm. I don't know what the wife has planned.
Hmm. Very nice.
We'll find out. You know what you're having for dinner? You're single tonight, too.
I am. Some sausage and peppers.
Sausage and peppers?
Yeah.
Homemade?
Yeah, I just bake it in the oven, then I have a couple meals ready to go.
Wow.
Nice. Easy.
Look at you.
It's good. Simple.
Are you a good cook?
I do most of the cooking, yeah.
Do you?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do.
What's your
favorite? I don't claim to be the best cook in the world, but I kind
of... No, but what's your best thing?
I wouldn't say I have a best thing. Like I said, I'm not that kind of cook.
Oh. Well, what's
or
the
not
thing,
not something that I make.
What's the thing you make you enjoy the most?
A few weeks ago, I had a craving to make a Philly cheesesteak from scratch, and it turned out great.
What meat did you use?
Ribeye, but I cut it up and shaved it myself, as opposed to buying pre-shaved.
Wow. How were you able to do that? Are you like Connor and have a meat slicer?
No, it's called a cutting board and a knife.
Oh, okay. So you just
yeah, you know.
I was thinking about the real thin slices.
Oh,
but
not one of those industrial grade
I mean, Connor's got one of those. You should have borrowed Connor's. He could have let you. You could have sliced it thin like they do in Philly.
Maybe I should go buy some in honor of the Sixers playing a late tip tonight.
It's a good idea. Can you eat during games? Are you nervous? I mean,
I can. I can eat during games.
Okay. I can't eat when the Rams are on. No way. Can't eat.
Just starve. What about if it went to quadruple overtime of a basketball?
Well,
I'm gonna starve.
Probably eaten before that. Famously before,
or try and eat at halftime.
If we're getting our butts kicked, then yes, I can eat at halftime because by that point the nerves are gone and I'm just mad.
Yeah,
and so it's usually anger eating. Nick,
I think the girlfriend's gonna make some form of pasta tonight.
Some form of pasta.
Some form.
Yeah.
Talking red sauce, white sauce.
Probably an Alfredo sauce. We do that sometimes. We'll just, here's some noodles, here's some sauce, here's other things.
Now, do you like making it from scratch and a little heavy cream, or just buying them?
Just buying it. I mean, I like making it, but that's way harder.
It is.
Wow, guy who says he's not that kind of a cookie, yet you're talking about making homemade Alfredo.
I don't like to, but fiance prefers making it homemade.
Makes sense.
For white sauce, and she doesn't really like red sauce, so if she wants to do it.
We got to run. Matt, thanks. Good night.